Welcome, everybody. This is class number 3 in this series. And what we've been doing for the last couple weeks is communicating with archangels, and specifically Archangels Michael and Archangel Gabriel. And tonight you'll get to meet the third of this triad, how these guys had come together in my world for Archangel Raphael to step in. I work with more. However, they've asked that the predominant work be done with Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. And then once we do quite a bit of work with these three archangels, then Archangel Uriel says he wants to come in. Lord Metatron wants to be able to be introduced, and Lord Melchizedek wants to be able to be introduced. But that's going to be after we do, you know, a few more things. So it was very interesting this morning when I'm in my meditation space, and I usually have a conversation all week long of, like, how would you like to be introduced? What's up for you that you want these people to know? And Raphael's been very, for the last 3 days, it's like, I want us, to do something that's very tangible so that we can do a healing. And they want to do an energetic download with you tonight. And it's that download is going to be opened up based upon what you've been doing for the last couple of weeks. So let's just review a little bit. So would you find your center? All of you are Mastering Alchemy students, so let's literally find your core. Say hello to your grounding cord. We just don't change anything. Just look at your grounding cord. I'm going to walk around your grounding cord and notice what condition your grounding cord's in. How wide is it? What's the diameter of the coils for you to let go of what's not you? Just notice. And on your next breath, would you simply breathe yourself into the center of your head from wherever you were, and notice that shift, that you were someplace, and just breathe yourself into the center of your head. And would you find that vibration of being capable? And that vibration of being commanding. Stepping into being certain. And right here, would you be pleased with yourself? This is one of the things that all three of these archangels that keep bringing up in my awareness. Are you pleased with yourself? Are you pleased with your creation? And, you know, a lot of times we've heard it's about 100% for my personal growth and then 100% in service to another. And right now, all three, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, they're all being very diligent about this work that you're doing, this relationship you're building is for you. It's about you. So be very, very selfish in you. So with that, would you be pleased with yourself? You're part of the crew that is cutting your teeth on this class. You are the first. You're opening the doorway for others to be able to have a relationship, a personal relationship with these grand beings of light. Your friends. So would you find again that vibration of being certain? Breathing into being capable. Would you breathe in being powerful through kindness? Powerful through compassion. And right there where you are now, in the center of your head, What changes would you like to make from a standpoint of certainty, capable, and commanding? Are there any adjustments that you would like to command to happen with your grounding cord? Just take a moment, breathe yourself there, and make those changes. Command those changes to happen, and they will. And now right there, would you say hello to that point in front of you, that rose right out in front of you? And just look at the rose. What kind of condition is it in? When was the last time you said hello to your roses? So you can do a 360-degree view, turning your head to the left, and then behind you, the rose, turn your head again to look at the rose on your right. Look up at the one above you. Look at the one below you. And what condition are your roses in? Do they look fresh and brand new, like you just pulled them out of a refrigerated container? Do they look like they're on their last legs? Or have they already expired because they've been holding so much energy? Take a breath. Bring yourself into present time, present moment. What would you like to do? If they're beautiful, you can leave them alone. If they're needing some attention, you can blow all six of them up at one time and recreate brand new rose, beautiful rose in present time, present moment. What kind of a stem does your rose have? What kind of leaves does it have? What does the bloom or the petals look like? What does your current present time, present moment creation look like? And would you create six of those? Just duplicate them. And very methodically, would you put them into their places? Would you be aware of yourself inside of those six roses, inside of your container? So I'm going to ask, whatever level of container that you have, would you be inside of that container? Everyone has an octahedron, but many of you are playing in a star tetrahedron. Wherever your geometry, your sacred geometry, simply be within your sacred geometry, and would you breathe yourself into higher mind? And would you be capable and certain, senior, powerful? Would you give the command to, for your field to rise from wherever it is right now, to give it the command to be at 30% of the speed of light? For many of you, that may be coming down in speed. Doesn't matter. Just be at 30% of the speed of light. And right here, would you have the intention of spinning out lack and specifically lack of self-love and the lack of self-compassion. Just spinning that out, that's the two things we've been working on with Archangel Michael's blue ray of light, all about can I love me and being in that self-love. And last week, Gabriel really putting our attention on, I am compassionate of myself. So any places where you're not holding that vibration of I love me, and anything that is not aligned with I am compassionate of myself, would you allow it to spin out at 30% of the speed of light? And right here, if you have a female body, would you ground your ovaries and your uterus? If you have a male body, would you ground your testicles and your prostate gland? And we're going to do this again, simply putting awareness on I love myself. I am compassionate of myself. And on your next breath, would you breathe yourself up to 60% of the speed of light? Capable, commanding of my presence, senior in my body, and on your next breath, simply breathe yourself to 90% of the speed of light. You're walking around space. The more you master this vibration right here, this becomes the default mode. And right in this place that you are, senior, capable, happy. What does happier here feel like right here at 90% of the speed of light in higher mind? I am compassionate of myself. I love myself. Again, be senior in your body. Would you wrap that I love who I am? Would you wrap it all around you like a really lovely blanket? Something you want to snuggle in. I love me. That feeling of when someone gives you a hug and you know you were hugged. You weren't slapped on the back. You weren't like patted and like, yeah, yeah, go on. They held you and you could feel their love. Would you give that kind of hug to yourself? This is how big my love is for me. Would you bring your crowns up a little higher, a little brighter white? And would you meet me at, specifically at crystal blue? It also has white in it, but well, we've agreed, this group has agreed to meet at crystal blue. Would you join around the circle and say hello energetically to all of your playmates, whether they're in here in the room in person with you or they're listening to this later tonight online, however they're participating, would you send an energetic hello to Glenda? Hear her hello back. Would you send a hello to Greg? Again, hear his hello back. Would you say hello to Leanne? Hear her hello. Say hello to Terry. Hear her hello. Would you say hello to Janine? Hear her hello. Say hello to Gail. And hear her hello. And as a group, in the circle of one, would you welcome into your presence all three archangels, Archangel Michael. Allow him to make his presence known and anchor his presence in for you. Archangel Gabriel. Again, allowing him to take his place where he shows up for you. And would you welcome into your presence Archangel Raphael? And would you feel their hellos back to you? And the overwhelming gratitude they have for you, for the courage you have had to walk in a body, to bump around and learn all your lessons in a body. Archangel Michael has been very clear that he is about love, about each of us truly embracing the love of who we are, the beauty of who we are. They say that we have so shortchanged ourselves that they see us as the grand being. And we've looked in the mirror and we've belittled ourselves. And they truly want us to get it. You, my friends, are the ones who have done all the work. We honor you. We admire you. So would you feel that gratitude? Would you feel that love coming in? Tonight is all about energetic downloads. You will receive much tonight if you allow it. Again, anchor in Michael's, however he shows up for you. For me, it's always crystal blue. And if you recall that very first night, you created an infinity loop of crystal blue from your heart to Archangel Michael's heart. Your love is connected to the love of all these grand beings through our grand champion here. Because Michael leads. He's at the forefront of all the angels. So when you connect to his heart, you connect to the entire celestial realm. Would you take a breath? Breathe that in. That's pretty big. Now would you put your awareness on beautiful Gabriel? interesting. Most other people see Gabriel on a golden ray. For me, he always comes in on this light blue. But however he shows up for you, would you embrace him and say hello to him? Receive his hello back. Last week, Gabriel said, when you breathe in that blue of love, I work with you to take that blue of love and anoint, was the word he used, anoint your chakras so that you may be in balance. What a lovely gift. As I breathe in love for myself, I have all this angelic assistance to anoint my chakras, to bless them, to bring them into holy alignment. How cool is that? No, I think I'll breathe in yellow. I think I'll breathe in green. Nope, blue. Let's go for that beautiful blue of love. The other part that Gabriel put on the table last week was, when you breathe in this blue of love, I work with you to pull this blue of love into those places where you have not been compassionate of yourself. So just put your awareness that there's been quite a bit of movement this week on those two concepts. I love me, and I am compassionate of myself. And right where you are, would you now bring into your awareness, would you turn your attention to your consciousness to Archangel Raphael? Beautiful healer. Raphael is all about purifying and cleansing, taking out, healing all that needs to be healed. And for many, Archangel Raphael shows up in emerald green. Beautiful emerald green. He shows up to me in emerald green and magenta. Both of those two are kind of played together with him. So just notice, where does he position himself for you? How does he show up for you? And would you greet him? I'm going to chuckle a little bit. This is interesting that this morning during my meditation, Raphael sent a message to everybody. And the message was something along the lines of, much has been stirred up in your consciousness. Much has been stirred up in your mental body, in your emotional body, in your physical body, and in your spiritual body. Of those places where you have not allowed yourself to love yourself. And much has been stirred up where you have not allowed yourself to be compassionate of self. And what he offers tonight is a healing, an energetic healing on those places. So for right now, would you simply say hello to him? Feel his hello. At the end of class, all three of these angels will join their essence together and allow you to step into their essence. But for right now, they're very clearly going to remain individual energy so that you can have that experience of Michael by himself, Gabriel by himself and Raphael by himself, so that you can keep anchoring in this delightful energetics for you. So I'm going to ask you for the remainder of class, have an intention of staying right where you are right now. Even though your eyes will be open, would you have the intention of staying at this high vibration in higher mind with your friends around you, with your eyes open, they're with you with your eyes open, eyes closed. And they also want you to know that, yes, they're the main three that are in the room with you tonight, but you have many more who have gathered together. They're very curious as to what you will do tonight and how you will do it, because there's an opportunity here that they have not done before. So with that, would you simply allow yourself to breathe your eyes open? Be present in the room that you're in. It's very interesting. Every one of you this week has chosen to do this body of work by yourself. Meaning every one of you is in a room right now by yourself. Interesting mock-up. Congratulate yourself, because it's all about you. Well done. Take a breath. What we would like to hear about is those of you who are able to communicate tonight, is to share, what did you notice about your homework this week? Where did you notice that you have been anointing, your chakras have been being anointed? Where have you noticed that? Where have you noticed that I was in judgment? Oh, I stopped, I breathed in that blue, and I gave that message to myself. I am compassionate of myself. Just like to hear one or two shares of that so we can get one or two recorded, and then we'll move on to your working night tonight with that email that Raphael sent out this morning and the human. I knew I hit the button, but it didn't actually land in anybody's box until 5 o'clock tonight. So whatever that was about, again, it's just the energetics that are on the planet. I was sure I hit the send button, and I got home, and as soon as I walked through the front door, my phone buzzed. I looked down, and here comes the message as soon as I walked in the front door. And that was just okay, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I thought Raphael wanted you to have this information this morning so you could prepare, and he's like, you've been preparing all day. So I'm going to put this on speakerphone, and again, one or two shares about whatever I asked for. Somebody better speak.
Okay, Gail, jump in here. I had an interesting week. It was different, and I have a tendency to beat myself up and be critical, and I'm getting so much better. But I was thinking, Gabriel, where are you? And then I was reading, and oh my gosh, it was almost like I came into balance, but I was inspired, and I was inspired with some words that I always thought, like, one, respect. Respecting others. And I always thought kindness was to be kind to others. And I saw places in myself, it was shown to me where I learned, where I'm going, oh wow, what a different perspective. of respecting God, respecting, just showing, you know, respecting yourself, with who you are and seeing yourself as who you are and respecting that. And you can be kind in so many ways. I learned, I saw it in a different way. Setting your boundaries, saying no, those are ways of loving yourself as being kind. Kindness, I hope I'm making sense. but it was a different perspective for me, just like a whole, like another level that I saw kindness as being loving yourself and respecting yourself. And I just felt so happy, and it felt like a little light went on and I was enlightened a little bit more. So, and I thank you, Gabriel, for doing that, and being with me and showing me and giving me the messages that I needed to hear. And I was just like, wow. So with that, I'm complete.
Thank you for that. Back on speakerphone. Okay. Does anyone else want to share? Okay, so those of you who are listening in from your rooms, I would encourage you to write it out in your journal, that same question that I asked. Write about it so that you bring that to your awareness. And again, it says we're going to build on it tonight, but what have you noticed from the homework that Gabriel had for you is, where am I allowing myself to have my chakras being anointed so that they could be brought into balance? And where am I still holding energy? And again, we're going to do a whole big step with that tonight, of where am I not compassionate of myself? So everyone take a breath, and we're going to shift the energy here a little bit. Raphael asked that you participate. This is definitely a get your stuff out and play. So part of that email was to please bring paper and crayons and pens and markers and whatever you want for you. And so those of you that are in the room with me, there's paper on the side, there's crayons over here. So get your supplies out. And your first assignment is to draw a representation of your physical body, a representation of your mental body, your emotional body, and your spiritual body. So you know how you, not a stick figure, but you know how you do an outline, kind of little guy like a cookie? So make four representations. Again, one is going to represent the physical, one will represent the emotional, one will represent the mental, and the spiritual. So I'm just going to give you about a minute to draw those gingerbread man. No, just a minute to, like, just an outline of, the question was a minute for each, and the answer is no, just a minute to draw four, like, gingerbread cookies. Like, you have a head, you have arms, you have legs, you can see your belly button. Again, one for the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Take lots of room. You can have lots of paper. You can have a paper for each one of them if you want. And then would you let me know when you have your drawings done? So I'm not given too much time, but I want to make sure I give you plenty of time here. And those of you who are quilters, we're not making a quilt, we're just making a diagram, okay? As they giggle in the background. So notice where your eyes are and your nose and your mouth. You know, kind of notice where your chest is and the waist of your diagram, where your feet are. The other parts I'd like you to just be aware of are your organs. So if you need a different color, go back to each of your representations and draw where the liver, particularly these organs, the liver, the pancreas, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, and your sexual organs. Okay, the liver, the pancreas, so they're on opposite sides right underneath your rib cage. Liver's on the right, pancreas is on the left. Eyes are in your head. You have two of them, unless you're a cyclops. Kidneys are kind of right on the back, so they're kind of back and a little above where you're, a little below where your liver is. So they're more down, kind of on your low back. Your lungs, you know where your lung is, and your heart. And then just notice on your picture where your sexual organs are. And we mention these just because this is where many people hold lack of love. I'll give you about another minute to, on all four of your diagrams, again, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Your liver, your pancreas, kidneys, lungs, heart, and your sexual organs. And you're the only one that's going to see your picture, so draw them however explicit you would like. The ladies, you might also want to put breasts on your creations, because that's also a place that women tend to hold energy. All right, take a breath. Just remind yourself, bring your awareness back to 90% of the speed of light. Crystal blue, higher mind, right? Draw from there. Remember, we're doing this consciously. Go through the organs again. Liver, pancreas, kidneys, lungs, heart, sexual organs, and if you have the right body, or it doesn't matter, male or female body, in the breast tissue. Okay, take a breath, and would you please pick out two colors that are different than what you have your drawing, your baseline drawings with. The first color is going to represent where you are holding energy, where you just absolutely cannot love your body, or where your mind says, I cannot love myself, or my emotional body where I cannot love myself, or where I'm holding energy in my spiritual body. Okay, so this first color is follow your intuition and one body at a time. So let's all focus on the physical body. Where in my physical body do I look in the mirror and I go, I absolutely cannot love myself right there? Anything but that. Right? And however you represent that with color on your picture. Any place on the physical body. Now, take a breath. See if you're complete with your physical body. And one of the things that Michael is saying is don't just circle the entire body. That's not fair. So he's asking you to be a little bit more specific. Like, I have a love handle on my right love handle. You know, I don't like my big toenail, my left big toenail, rather than just circling the entire body, going, oh, I don't like the whole thing. All right, so he's seeing where you guys are playing with yourselves, and circle them, star them, however you want to black them out, just those, put that energy there. Okay, now take a breath. Look and make sure your physical body is complete. These are all the places that I know physically I don't love myself. It's not good enough for me. Or I've been holding energy there. I just can't get there. Take a nice deep breath. Bring yourself back into present time, present moment. And now would you put your awareness on the emotional body? Where have you been holding emotion? I've got to hold on to that pain. I got to hold on to that memory, that emotion. They did it to me. It was unfair. It was unjust. Don't you know? If you just understood my story, wherever all that energetic, emotional baggage is, would you now take that same color? I can't love myself. I'm holding on. Here's where those pitfalls are in the emotional body, where love has not found its way into that emotional body. Nice deep breath. And now would you put your awareness on your mental body? Where are there thoughts located in that mental body? Any pockets of energy that says, I can't love here, can't love here, can't love here. Old tape. I was told that this is not good enough, and that mental thing is just keep going, keep going, keep going. Where are all those little pockets of 8-track tapes? If you guys remember 8-track tapes, those bloody things never stopped. Can still hear Johnny Cash. I keep my eyes on something. Yeah, the cat just agreed too. A mental chatter. Black, 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 yakky, 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 yak. Okay, see if that one's complete. And now would you draw your attention to your spiritual body? Where is there still energy stuck in the spiritual body, that my connection to source, my connection to all that is, where you haven't allowed yourself to love you? Because there was somebody that said, well, you're not deserving there. Can't have that. I'm not worthy of that. I can't talk to that angel. I can't communicate with the Creator. Who do you think I am? And I say, we say, yes, who do you think you are? So where are those pockets of yuck, I'm going to call it? Those pockets that say, oh, I put a padlock in right over here. Yeah, one more pass. through each of the bodies with that color of crayon. These are all the places where I said I'm holding, I can't love myself. So go back over each of your diagrams, that physical body, see if you missed anything, that emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. Be amused with yourself. Okay, take a breath. Would you find a different crayon, a different color, and choose something other than green? And this color is going to represent all those places where you have not allowed yourself to be compassionate of yourself. Places this week that, man, that chatter, that self-judgment was going on. So again, let's start with the physical body. I have not been compassionate of myself here. What do you mean I have to have body fat? I hurt knee, I have something. I can't be compassionate there. Just allow that, all those places where you have not been compassionate of yourself in your physical body. Make sure you're breathing. And now would you bring your awareness, if you need more time, would you bring your awareness to the to the emotional body? Oh, man, this is a big one. Emotions. Like it was brought up earlier tonight, I could be kind to that person, but emotionally, yep. Here's where I've been abusing myself. I've been beating myself up mercilessly emotionally. Allow yourself to feel this as you're drawing your picture. Now would you put your awareness on the mental body? Where's the mental chatter been? All the places holding energy. I am not compassionate. I have not allowed myself to be compassionate of myself. Now would you put your awareness on that spiritual body? Where am I holding those hidden pockets? My connection to all that is. And then take a moment to look back at all through all four to see if there's anything else you missed. Back onto the physical body. The emotional body. The mental body. and the spiritual body. Okay, take a breath. Look at the whole thing. Nice deep breath. Again, put your awareness on where you're spinning at 90% of the speed of light. Higher mind. In your container, your power field, your star tetrahedron, wherever you're vibrating at. Would you have an intention tonight of receiving energetic healing from Archangel Raphael? So he's asking you to pick specifically green, and if there's another color that represents healing to you, those two colors. You can keep one, but he's asking if you'd like to have two, definitely green, but then a second color that represents healing to you. And in a moment, he's going to step forward and speak. And there will be energetic, you'll feel the energetic healing coming through, but there will not be words. And during that time, when you feel these energetics coming in, whenever you feel moved to take your crayons and coat those bodies with the green and the color that you're choosing as that healing comes through. So take a breath. Again, bring yourself right up to that crystal blue color where we're all meeting. And again, would you say hello to your intention? I have an intention of receiving healing energy tonight. Would you say hello to that first ray of creation? Would you ask that first ray of creation to merge with your intention so that the will of the Mother, Father, God, Creator is merged with your intention, you merged with your soul, that all is merged with your intention to heal these places where you have not allowed yourself to love self or to be compassionate of self. And now would you call upon that third ray of creation, the love of all that is, and the wisdom of love, allowing that love to merge with the will of all that is, to merge with your desire. And right here, would you allow yourself to hear the words of Raphael? Greetings, beloveds. I have watched you all week in your week of your time. I have watched you bounce around this concept of loving yourself. That concept of being compassionate of yourself that our dear brother Gabriel put on the table for you. I've watched you bounce around, and tonight I offer you, we offer you, an energetic healing. You see, I bring forth the ray that is all about cleansing and purifying. So this first wave that I will send to you and start transmitting to you will be of purification, to purify that place, all those hidden pockets, to purify with my fire, that fire elemental, but I stand in fire, and I call forth this fire now, and I send it to you now, now, now. We ask that you allow this flame to purify through your emotional body, through your mental body, through your spiritual body, purifying the lie, purifying the imprint, purifying the seed of creation. When you have it on a spiritual level and cleanse that mental, emotional body, you can then purify in the physical body, in the physical realm. But first you must do it in your spiritual body. So allow this energetic to move through you, move through those bodies, and purify. Take your writing utensil and color what that looks like, that what that feels like in those bodies. The purification. Breathe as this energetic is moving in you, through you, and around you. All of them. All of them. The question was asked, do I draw this healing on just the physical or all of them? So start with the spiritual, mental, emotional. And the very last one is the physical, bringing it into the physical realm. As Raphael's emerald green ray moves through you, you can feel it moving through you with your eyes open as your crayon coloring, however you're doing this, is passing over each of those bodies, completely purifying. Like a bath of emerald green. As you shift in one body, it allows for more shift, more purification in another body. Spiritual, mental, and emotional. Finally, into that physical body. So he is now beginning to shift his vibration from purification to cleansing. Cleansing, washing away the residue, washing away like a rain. Nice drizzle, not a down hard pour, just a nice drizzle to wash off the residue. So if you need to change colors, what does it feel like? What does it look like? What is that representation on your bodies there, on your pictures of the cleansing, the washing away? And again, begin with either the mental, emotional, or spiritual bodies. One of those three. Begin there. Have the last one be the physical body of the cleansing, this beautiful release. Would you take a breath, bringing yourself into present moment as you allow this cleansing to wash over, through, around, hitting each of those organs. Allowing yourself to receive this beautiful gift. When you are complete with your bathing yourself in this cleansing emerald green, could you put your awareness on your physical body? Just say hello to your physical body. And now would you choose a blue? A blue that will represent Archangel Gabriel anointing your chakras. And would you go to the physical drawing, the drawing of your physical body? And however it looks to you, would you allow you and Gabriel to anoint your chakras of that physical body representation, bringing them into balance? Anointing you with love. And as you are doing that, will you say to yourself, I love myself. I am compassionate of myself. I am in balance. As you bathe that blue, anointing your chakras with the assistance of Gabriel. And you may feel a temperature shift. Raphael tends to be pretty warm with that fire element. Gabriel brings in the water element, the flow. So you may feel cooling as he bathes and anoints your chakras. Allowing yourself to receive. And now would you choose one more color, that deep blue of Archangel Michael, or the color that represents love to you. Would you say hello to Michael and allow him, as you bathe that same picture, that same physical body, would you allow yourself and Michael to bathe your physicality with love? I love myself. I am senior. I am capable. I am commanding of my presence. Really love me. This feels so amazing to just love me. And I'm happy about it too. This is like cool happy. Would you allow yourself to admire your creation? Admire the beauty of who you are. Admire the lavishness, the lusciousness of who you are. Would you allow yourself to put your crayon down, your paper down? Would you say thank you, show your gratitude to Raphael as his individual presence, just he alone, for the gift of purification, the gift of cleansing. Would you receive his gratitude back to you for the work you were willing to do tonight? Now, these three are going to form a unity, a triad. They are going to step into one collective consciousness. So in one collective consciousness is a merging of Archangel Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. One collective consciousness. And they are inviting you into the mix. So would you allow yourself to simply merge with them, sharing the beauty of who you are, allowing yourself to absorb Would you allow yourself to now simply step back . We will allow them to also disengage and become individual again so that they can again one more time anchor in. Would you say hello to Raphael, where he presents himself to you, how he presents himself to you, anchoring in this energy. And would you anchor in Gabriel? And would you anchor in Michael? Beautiful class. Beautiful time. And when you're ready, simply breathe your eyes open. Beautiful class. So as I look around each of your individual rooms where you are all shining very, very brightly, and this appears to have been very successful. And a word that's coming up is monumental in each of your energy fields, very monumental. It would be lovely to, if anyone would like to share, I'll open the phone line up so that we can have a sharing. And again, this is going to be one of those that I encourage you to journal about. And then I'll wrap up our class because this does conclude part one of our WOW series. And I trust it has been a WOW for you as much as it's been a WOW for me and us. Wow. So I'm going to open up the phone line. Share if you care to. Other people might want to go check this out.
fascinating. It has been a while for me as well. I'm so appreciative and filled with gratitude, for I do feel like I know them better. And I feel full. Thank you.
Feels like this huge emotional release. A lot of tears right now, and I don't think I have the words to describe it. Just this kind of peaceful feeling that I'm getting at this moment, and I wish I could.
So again, I encourage you to, because many of you are doing this via recording this time, write about this. What has this experience been for you? And this, again, the Whispers on Wings series, this was part one where it was just the introductions to each of these angels. And what I'm going to ask each of you to do is tell somebody else about the class. I would like to offer part one at least one or two more times, and then offer part two. Part two, Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel said they want to then come in and do deeper healing. It's the whole series is going to be about healing and looking at healing relationships, healing physical body stuff. There's some misalignments of energetics in people's bodies that human doctors have said, oh, you have a dis-ease, or you have an ailment, or you have a, here's the label. And they would very much like to come back in part two and work with the healing, all of that. Big physical healing, but also relationships. Michael's been talking about relationships with other people, and if there's a particular relationship you would like to heal or do a healing on, that will be presented in part two. And then in part three, what we'll do is we will create. But Gabriel said it's very, all three of them have said, you cannot create from a place of doubt or lack or anger. So that's why we're spending the next part of the series on just healing, getting all that cleared out so that we have a great environment from which to create. So any questions that anybody has, you're welcome to email me. But if you would like to put the questions on this tape for the recording, that would be great. So let's just do a round. Does anyone have a question as to what you've processed for these last 3 weeks? Okay, I didn't hear any questions. If you did, you were on mute. Then the next part will be is homework. Is, again, would you please tell somebody about the class? Because there were six of you here, and Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael are saying they would like to have a lot more in the healing process. So let's just tell people about this, and let's rock it again. So this, as you could tell, a person could have participated with the recordings. They could have participated on the phone, and they could have participated in person. And I will offer a morning time again so anyone around the world can do it, and I'll probably do another evening class. And let you know, I'll keep you posted as to when we're doing part two. The other part to let you know here is your homework is to every day say hello to one of these guys. You know, one. You can all three. I mean, you're welcome to all three. However, they would like to really, truly become intimate with you. So you had a week of getting to know Michael by himself. You had a week of getting to know Gabriel by himself. So would you take a week to get to know Raphael by himself? and then merging all three of them. Like maybe you Monday you're Michael, Tuesday Gabriel, Wednesday Raphael, however you decide to do it, so that you're building that relationship with them just like you would have, you know, taking somebody to tea, really building that to where they become your friends, you know, your companions, your playmates. Okay, one more round. Does anyone have any questions or comments? All right, would you allow yourself, let's just have closure here. Would you take a breath? Would you breathe your eyes closed? Would you be in higher mind at 90% of the speed of light? Would you be within your column of light? Would you say hello to the energy of the mother? Hello to the energy of the father, that divine masculine and feminine energy? And would you have the intention of holding the hand of the Mother, Father, God, Creator, being one with? Would you say hello to your soul? Would you ask your soul at this new vibration to merge more fully with you? It is just an intention. And as you are merged with your soul, would you love who you are? Would you own this love and this self-compassion and this balance of who you are? Would you weave in that vibration of happier? Would you allow yourself in this vibration? Would you allow yourself to be seen by Archangel Michael? By Archangel Gabriel? By Archangel Raphael? Would you take your time? Would you give your gratitudes to each of them in the way that best serves you? Thanking them for this time together. They are here with you always, but they do not step forward until you ask them. How would you simply thank them, allowing them to now go on to whatever their next adventure is until you need of them, you request them. And if you want to go home with them tonight, ask them to be with you all the way through. Would you take a breath? Be aware of yourself in higher mind. Be aware of yourself spinning at 90% of the speed of light. Would you be pleased with yourself? you bring your awareness back into the room and holding this vibration, that you leave in this vibration, that you continue on with the rest of your night in this vibration. Just bring your awareness back into the room, breathing your eyes open, stretch your body, and this will conclude Whispers on Wings, Part 1, The Introductions.